talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
We got a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves, still ain't got a job, now work in the market as a checkout girl, I know things will get better, you'll find work and I'll get promoted, we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car, so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. For our new listeners, I thought I would just kind of explain what the home theme songs that we play, and sometimes we stretch that a little bit, take some license with if they mention a home, that's usually qualifies them as a home theme song, and there are quite a few of those songs out there that mention home. Dwarfed, of course, by love and drinking. Lots and lots of songs about drinking, for sure. And I'm not no teetotaler, so no problem with that. But just kind of interesting to make note of. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with architectural designer Joel Adrian with Coastal Creek Design. Joel is going to be talking about what an architect does and why it's valuable to have an architect involved with a project. I can tell you from personal experience, nobody likes paying the fees. Nobody, that's true for a lot of different things. But when it comes to paying for an architect fees, I can think back to when we built our house in 2009, and it didn't look like the plans were progressing that much, and those invoices kept coming and coming and coming. Believe me, let me tell you, and I think anyone who has used an architect will tell you that they would, if they were building a home or doing a big remodel, they would use an architect again, because whenever there's hardly a week or two that goes by when I might look at something in our house and say, wow, I would have never thought of that if the architect wasn't involved. So it's definitely give the architect, tell the architect your wish list like we did, and they will be able to put all those pieces of the puzzle together much, much better than relying on advice from friends or family or even general contractors. The GCs are there to build the house, to construct the house, and they love following plans. They do it as a favor, kind of to their customers when a customer asks about a design decision. But they're a lot more comfortable having those house plans. So we'll be talking to Joel Adrian about that with Coastal Creek Design. Also, a very interesting interview with Ryan Watkins of Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. And if you should take a trip out to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape on John's Island, and check them out. They're a local grower, and beyond that, they if you would like a backyard makeover, or if you're building a house and you need a plan for your landscaping, they can help not just with the landscaping, but the hardscaping. And again, it's a matter of putting all those pieces of the puzzle together, and they're great at that. And then finally, we'll talk with Deb Mills with Charleston Bath Experts. And they have a great way of remodeling your bathroom that's not going to put you out too much in terms of the time involved. And you won't have to endure weeks and weeks of contractors, coming and going throughout your house and so forth. So really good show happening today. And then I did want to mention our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine is out, and it's going quite fast. Have you ever heard of Brandon Lake? You will. If you haven't heard of him, you will. He is a Grammy Award winning singer songwriter. He's a Christian rocker, and he and his family have bought a house in Ondaw, and it's just a great a beautiful house that he invited us into, and a great story from Brandon. Brandon is somebody who has like 500,000 Instagram followers, so very, very legit. Check him out on Spotify. Brandon Lake is the singer. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Joel Adrian with Coastal Creek Design. How are you doing, Joel?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, thank you. Joel, take a moment and tell everyone about Coastal Creek Design.
Okay. Coastal Creek Design is an architectural and structural engineering firm here in Charleston. We are located in Mount Pleasant. We do projects that range anywhere from screen porch enclosures, small ADUs, up to 6,000 square foot, new construction homes. And we do both the architectural portion and the structural portion in-house. So it's kind of a nice little one-stop for a client as they're putting their dreams on paper.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And Coastal Creek Design, you folks can draw the house plans for a new construction home, custom home, an ADU, which is commonly known as an accessory dwelling unit, maybe like a mother-in-law suite kind of thing.
Yes.
And you're back, and if you were to add like a garage with the living space above it or something like that, and then
Correct.
Also remodels, remodeling projects. Why does someone who is planning a remodel project on their home? What are the benefits of hiring Coastal Creek Design to create the plans for that?
So I'll say there's several benefits. I've been drawing residential projects in Charleston for over 20 years, and even with my experience, if it was my own house, until I get my thoughts on paper, things can change, and you're not 100% sure because you haven't been able to fully think through, investigate, and plan out the space to make sure that, when you're standing in your kitchen, you're like, oh, if I just push this wall 2 feet out, that's what I need. But until you really put it on paper and you draw that, and then you see what that space is, and now start to fill it with the cabinetry, the island, and think about the circulation and the flow of traffic and people as you're entertaining or just your daily living in that space. So I say that it's very important for someone that is thinking about doing a remodel, small, large, in addition, to hire a professional that can take them through the process of preparing the as-built drawings and then showing that client, here's where we're starting, this is what we can do, this is how much square footage you're adding, this is the approximate cost we think that it would be in today's markets, and then going through the different generations of option one, okay, we meet with them. Now it's let's try this and let's look at this. And then also obviously making sure that everything will fit on the property in accordance and in compliance with zoning regulations and restrictions in the ordinance. And if not, then pursuing potential variances or special exceptions, whatever's required to try to get that client the dream that they're looking for.
Yeah. And, you know, I think most people have a computer and they're so used to cutting and pasting and moving things around digitally but when it comes to remodeling your home or building a new home, if you don't have everything planned out well in advance, some of those changes that you may change your mind on something, or you might as the framing starts to go up, you realize it's too small or whatever. There might be something that it's not easy and it's very expensive to change construction midstream, right?
Absolutely. So I tell clients all the time that it is a whole lot less painful to tell me you're thinking about, what if this room just goes an extra foot, 2 feet, 3 feet larger, and let us draw it, and then let's talk about it and work our mind through the whole that space and see, because once the foundation is in place, and if there's a change to that footprint, it gets extremely costly. Even after it's framed, there are small things that can happen. Let's move a window a foot to the right, left. Framers don't have issues with that. But if it's, let's take this wall down now because really we want it over here. Those are things that we really want to talk through and think through before construction starts. And that's what we provide for clients all the time, is that we're always going through the process, making sure that they understand the volume of space and the relationship of one room to the next room and the size of that room before we go to the next phase of the design process. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely easier to do changes in my office versus meeting on site saying, gosh, I wish my master closet was a foot larger. And then how do we redo the bathroom or the bedroom to make that happen? Much better do it in the office.
Do you ever, and I would think that this would be one of these services that come with hiring Coastal Creek Design to create your house plans. But sometimes the customer is not always right, and so if a homeowner says they want this or that, will Coastal Creek Design, if it doesn't look like that's going to work, and they're not going to be happy with the overall end product, will you tell them that and just say, this room is too small for a formal dining room, or we need to do this or that to make it make sense?
Oh, we certainly do through that whole design process. It's collaborative. It is back and forth between clients and us as the designers. And what we always do is it's investigate. I won't tell somebody up front as we're just talking and they say, oh, I want my dining room to be 10 by 10. I'm not going to say, no, that's not going to work. I'll say, that's going to be small. Let's draw it. Now let's take the size table you have. Let's put it in the space. And then let's see what's left for people to walk around. And does that 10 by 10 dining room work? So it's a fine line, because you don't want to just tell somebody, no, foolish idea is not going to happen. Let's explore everything, because there aren't any dumb questions. There are only, if the question isn't asked or if the thought isn't expressed, then there's usually just regret down at the end, because the house is now being built or the renovation is being done. And then the thought is, gosh, I wish I'd have done this. Mm. Let's put it all on the table while we're sitting in my office going over, and we'll draw it most of the time real time, because we have the setup is that the clients go in the conference room, we have their drawings up on the TV screen, and we'll make those changes. So when they leave, they'll know if that dining room was the right size or not for their table. And so it's a wonderful process as far as that goes, because real time they're seeing those changes.
Right. When you say you're making those changes on the house plans real time and looking at them on the TV screen on the wall, do you use like a special 3D software for something like that?
No. So we work with AutoCAD, and so when I say we're making those changes, if it's floor plan changes, we've got our AutoCAD system in that conference room, and we're drawing on CAD, and it's projected up onto the TV screen for the clients to see. So we can take that dining room and go from 10 by 10 to 13 by 15. We can show them that table for eight is going to fit in there. Here are your window locations. And then if they decide that, oh, let's go 13 by 14 instead, we'll stretch that dining room 12 inches shorter, and then be able to go through that same process of, now let's see what that table looks like. What sort of flow do we have around it, and how does the space feel?
Mm-hmm.
But the change is made right there in the conference room. And then after the meeting, we'll PDF everything and send it to the client so they can continue to review it when they're at their house. Mm-hmm. And think through what we did.
Gotcha. Yeah. You struck a nerve when you said something earlier about you never want your clients at Coastal Creek Design to have regrets. And that's the worst thing, because I think the mindset of a homeowner is, okay, we've made the decision to spend all this money. And so, they just assume that the outcome is going to be, you know, A+, and that's not guaranteed. And a lot of it it starts with the design of the plan to remodel or for the new construction. I've talked to homeowners before who have gotten done building a new home or doing a big remodel, spend all that money, and they will tick off three or four things that they wish they had done differently.
Okay.
And, how do you prevent something like that where the homeowner, will not have those regrets?
Yeah, so I say you certainly can't hit 100% and be perfect in that scenario. But the way that we approach it is constant communication with that client. And I think it's sitting in that conference room and going through those changes. And our experience has a lot to do with that. You know, I've got over 20 years of architectural experience. Brian has over 20 years of structural experience. So when we're in that room, there is a wealth of knowledge as far as, you know, this works.
Mm-hmm.
This can happen, might be a decent outcome, might not be the home run you're looking for. And just having that conversation and being somewhat direct, but not looking down or demeaning to anybody. We want to make sure that everybody's comfortable in the meeting. But at the end of the day, we have allowed them to fully understand what we're drawing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we understand that our clients, even though, yes, there is access to software online that you can cut and paste and do some things, they don't do this every day. And so they may not understand that floor plan and that, oh, in this bathroom, we're going to put a 2-foot, 4-inch door in there. And nope, they wanted a 3-foot door. So we walk through everything with them and explain what we're doing so that we do our best to make sure they have a great understanding and knowledge of what's going to be built. And then it's putting their mind at ease when they come to that office that just let me know if you like something, fantastic. If you don't, just say you don't like it. It's not going to hurt my feelings. You know, tell me that, no, you missed the mark here. Let's keep studying this area of the house. And we will,
mm-hmm.
and we'll keep drafting and sketching and drawing. And eventually we'll get that client to the point they say, yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. I remember talking to a neighbor of mine who used an architect to draw the house plans for their home. And I was kind of surprised. He told me that he and his wife had kind of dictated what they wanted in the house, and gave the architect kind of a rough floor plan of what they wanted, and versus my experience working with an architectural designer we gave her a wish list, and we said these are the things that we want, but we don't know how it's going to be ultimately laid out. We need you to help us with that. And the end result was so much things that we would never have thought of that the architect did. And you know, to the point where, you know, it's not as often as it's been 13, 14 years in our house, but almost every day or week, I would marvel at something and say, gosh, I'm so glad that we made the decision to hire an architectural designer. And what kind of feedback do you get from your clients after they have moved into their home, and what do they tell you?
Oh, I think that you're right on the mark there, that they're, at least for my clients, I've not had anybody say, gosh darn, I sure wish we had just done this ourselves. that process, it involves them. So they get to tell us what they're wanting. And we work both ways, where a client can give us a general layout of, hey, this is the addition we think we'd like. And we get the survey, we see if that fits, we go through the process, and we also work with people just saying, we need 3,500 square feet with these 15 different spaces in it, make it happen on that piece of property. Both are great. Obviously, as the designer, we like to, you know, just take an idea and run with it and start to put form and shape and mass together and see how we can come up with great volumes that are functional on the interior for the floor plan and appealing from the exterior. But I do think that at the end of the day, our clients are very pleased that they've engaged us to do the design work for them, because they are comfortable with the end product, because they understand what we're doing and what we're going to get.
Yeah, there's too much money on the line when you're doing a large scale remodel or building a new custom home. There's just too much on the line. You need to rely on the professionals, and it all starts with a great house planned. And do you ever have clients that say they want to phase in certain parts of a remodel project over years, where you start with this and then move on and so forth?
Constantly. And that's where budget comes in. You know, we have conversations with the client about what they're comfortable spending, what they, you know, if they're getting a loan, what's their loan amount. And then we, you know, talk with them about what their program is. We get everything on paper. And we have the conversation about, you know, listen, if you had $300,000 to spend and you're trying to add 1,500 square feet, probably isn't going to happen, but we can do it in phase one, phase two. And then we prepare those plans for the clients. So they have the full addition drawn, and then they see, okay, we're going to permit this part today. And then 4 years later, we're going to permit this part here, or 6 months later, a year, whatever it is. We give them that full product, so mm-hmm. that they know where they're at, where they want to be, and the path to get there. Mm-hmm. And so much of it is really that path to get there, and helping the client understand that, yes, you can achieve what you want. It might be two steps versus one big jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree 100%. And you know the thing is, and it's really hard when you're in the trenches discussing all the money that this is going to cost and so forth. It's really hard to look long term. But you know, the thing that I kept in mind was all of the money that I'm paying for this up front is going to come back to me when we go to sell the house. That investment that we made in hiring the architectural designer at the very start, the investment we made in doing that is going to be repaid, and you know, sometimes many times over you'll be repaid for that. So in the meantime, you get to enjoy, your family gets to enjoy that space much more than they would maybe in the old outdated space that they currently have. So, you know, if you can think of it like that, like, you know, we're going to get our money back. We're going to get repaid. So, you know, let's do it the right way. I think homeowners will be much happier in the end.
Oh, definitely. It's setting perspective on things. And you're right. It's tough to see long term because things change so rapidly in life. But if you know what your budget is today and you can spend that comfortably and you can enjoy the home that you're living in, because, you know, gosh, you spend a whole lot of time there.
Yep.
You got to enjoy that space. Then it's worth the investment.
And it's hard to put a dollar figure on those intangibles of you know, waking up on Christmas Day and your family enjoying that newly renovated space that you have with no regrets, right?
Absolutely. There isn't a dollar figure you can put to that, but there's certainly an emotional.
Yes.
You know, you think of the memories of, you know, wow, we made this kitchen so that we have this nice 5-foot by 10-foot island in it, and all these seats, and we were, you know, preparing Santa's cookies, you know, we're rolling out the dough, cutting out, putting the icing on them, and we couldn't do that a year ago because our island was 2x3.
Yep.
You know, so how wonderful, and yes, those memories that can be created, plus the enjoyment of living in the space, priceless.
That's it. Well, Joel, can you tell me, tell our listeners some of the various ways to get in touch with Coastal Creek Design?
So we have a website that they can visit, which is coastalcreekdesign.com. And it goes through the process. Certainly there's a little box, contact us on there. They can reach us by phone. My number is 843-819-8947, or email, joel@coastalcreekdesign.com. Any one of those ways, would be great, or feel free to just drop in. Our office is, located at, 501 Bransom Court in Mount Pleasant. So off of Long Point Road, Bell Hall Parkway is where Bransom is. So stop on in and we'll sit down and talk with you.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with the lead architectural designer, Joel Adrian, with Coastal Creek Design. Thanks so much, Joel.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
And joining us now is Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Ryan, take a moment and tell everyone about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Well, Brownswood Nursery and Landscape was started in 1978, and so we're excited. This is our birthday. This year is our 45th year in business. Wow. My parents and grandparents started it, the foundation is really we're growers first. So we grow tens of thousands of plants annually. Many native plants in the Charleston area. We have a full service garden center, so we offer retail and wholesale. So many landscapers, professionals in the area buy from us, and we're very proud of that. The plant material itself, the quality is one of our focuses. We want to provide the highest quality material we possibly can. So I think that's, we're proud of that fact that we're growing a lot of the plants on our own facility and have been for 45 years. And then I say the next thing would be that we offer landscape architecture services. Over the last, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 years approximately, we've moved heavier and heavier into landscape design and into landscape architecture. And so that's been a real strength to be able to bring, not only are we growing the plants, then you can come and buy the plants at our garden center, but then we can design your new custom home from a landscape architecture standpoint or landscape design. And then our landscape construction division can build everything out for you. We can help lay out your pool, spa, patio, outdoor kitchen, whatever you need on your property to kind of fulfill that dream of your dream home. We can help you with that. And then on the back end, we actually provide quarterly maintenance for all your plants. So that's a quick 30,000 foot view.
Gotcha. Well, and I can relate to the challenges that homeowners have with regards to how they, you know, how a backyard is laid out, because like when we built our house in 2009, I actually got some of that graph paper and started to try to draw things in, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. All, you know, if could I go to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape and say, listen, in my backyard, we're going to have a swimming pool here. We would like a fire pit. We would like a patio area. We want a kids area, someplace. And would Brownswood Nursery and Landscape be able to kind of put all the pieces of that puzzle of that dream list together?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think and even to take a step back, even before you built your house. And so what we find is the earlier you can plan for that landscape and that backyard, front yard, driveway, you know, landscape architecture really is design outside of the four walls of the home. So we come along the architect and the builder and really dream about how everything on the ground in the earth part should intersect and how it should flow and feel and how it should look. All those beautiful views need to be significant for you. So we want to plan even before you build the house. So when you start looking for an architect to build a home or a GC to start building, that's when we want you to start thinking about the landscape architecture and design part.
And sometimes that's required by the HOA, where they want to see a landscape plan before things start. And you know, there, some people probably say, I'm going to, you know, we have a green thumb, we're going to install ourselves, but the neighborhood's going to go, no, that's, you know, we want to keep up the integrity of the neighborhood and everything to look good. So you have to have that plan, and Brownswood Nursery and Landscape can help a homeowner, with working with the HOAs and so forth.
Absolutely. So obviously, you know, there's every municipality across Charleston is a little different. HOAs are different. Architectural Review Boards, Kiowa, Seabrook, Daniel Island, Ion. Everybody has their own little slice of what they want their neighborhood or their community to look like. And so we come alongside the homeowner, try to fulfill their dream, their vision, overlay the rules and regulations of what the HOA or Architectural Review Board needs. And then we sort of have to work that out. Sometimes they are aligned, you know, perfectly. Other times they're not. So we do our best to navigate both sides of that. But ultimately, we work for the client. So we're trying to always get as much of what they want fulfilled as we can. And I'll also say the design is the best money you will spend. Mm-hmm. Because if you have a, you know, mediocre concept of where you're headed and you fulfill that, you will have a mediocre landscape. Mm-hmm. If we have a great design, and it's even executed at, you know, a 70% level, you're still heading in the right direction. And you know, Tim, like, landscaping is complicated. You know, we're not designing with only inanimate objects. Everything we do is changing all the time. Spring, summer, fall, winter. We're trying to give beautiful flower color and texture and excitement. And we have to assess the soil. When our team comes out, we meet with you. We do a consultation. We meet with the client. We talk about your dreams, your vision. We look at the survey. We look at the building plans or if the house is already built. You know, we walk through the property with you. And then once we decide we want to move forward with the design, our design team comes out and they like comb over the property like ants. And they're doing soil analysis, sun analysis. We're looking at the deer situation. Are the deer going to eat your plants? And everything in between to try to figure out what's going to actually work scientifically. And then, of course, we overlay your preferences. You know, we have clients that love blue and white, and they hate yellow. Mm-hmm. So we're overlaying those preferences with the scientific part of, are these plants actually going to work here? And then we're trying to come up with something that's actually beautiful and functional.
That makes sense. Probably one of the biggest mistakes that homeowners do, you know, when it comes to their yards, that's a lot of people think of it as a DIY. It's a therapeutic thing to go out and work in the yard. My wife loves to do that. But one of the biggest mistakes that homeowners make is either planting, putting plants too close to a house, or they don't think about what those plants are going to look like in 10 years. And I would imagine that when you're driving around different neighborhoods, you're looking through a different prism than maybe a regular person. It probably drives you crazy when you see overgrown plants too close to a house, or they should have never planted that to begin with there, and so on. And Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you folks are going to be able to help guide that process. You mentioned with the plan to avoid those kinds of mistakes.
Yeah, it's really a combination of the art and science. You know, when you're thinking about design, we have to. There's an artistic element to art, to the landscape. The colors, the textures, how it flows, how it feels. And Tim, you like a certain look. You know, some people love very sparse beds with a few plants in it. Other people want cottage gardens with 150 perennials on top of perennials on top of perennials, you know. So part of that's preference. And then part of that's, you know, we have to actually decide this plant is going to get X size or Y size in the next 3 to 5 years plus. And we have to plan for that. So the other thing I would say on the design side is often the investment that you make in the design, you will often get back in a lack of mistakes later.
There you go.
So people, you know, one of the most common things that I hear is, I don't want to spend the money on the design. I want to spend the money on the installation. Mm-hmm. And it's a reasonable thought. Put the money into the product, not into the planning of the product. My argument back would be, or my encouragement would be, you would never build a house without a set of plants. Mm-hmm. Never. And we believe that the landscape is maybe not just as important as your house, but it's right underneath there.
Yeah.
And the amount of money that you're going to spend in that landscape can be significant. And, you know, a rule of thumb is your landscape budget is approximately 10% of your home budget. So if you're building a million-dollar home, that's about $100,000. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a loose rule of thumb. And then your design fee is approximately 10% of that. So that's about $10,000. Now, every situation is different. Every property is different. But my point is, it's not $5,000 for your landscaping package. Mm-hmm. And often people are thinking, oh, well, it's just a few plants, just a couple of shrubs, a tree or two, some lawn. You know, I'll get Billy Bob, you know, with the pickup truck to come over here and just put him in. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is, you know, if that's the landscape that you want, then you can go down that path. But what we are hoping to encourage for people who are trying to add value to their property and to build out a beautiful landscape that they're going to enjoy with their friends and family is think through the budget, think through the vision of what you want. And often that includes patios. You know, patios can be $5,000 to $50,000, depending on material and size. Pools. You know, maybe you're a pool person, maybe you're not. Outdoor kitchens, you know, are we doing lighting? Lighting is such a beautiful aspect of the nighttime effect for landscaping. And irrigation is important in Charleston. So that's a factor. And, you know, all the different elements really start adding up quickly. So we just believe that if you can start with a plan, start with a good design, then we can implement those things in phases over time because you don't have to do it all at once. That's mm-hmm. the beautiful part about a plan.
Right.
You can do it in phases over time.
And folks can, if you have that plan and you do decide to implement it over time, you can go out to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape and buy those plants that have been designed for that space rather than, you know, going to a big box store, for instance.
Absolutely. Like this weekend, you know, if we came in and did your phase one and then, you know, you wanted to pause, you know, let the bank account rest. And you want to come in, you know, a few months later and get some plants and plant some of them yourself. You come into the garden center, you have your plan. You bring it in. Okay, I need 5 of this and 10 of that. And you can go plant it. Mm-hmm. You know, we love it when people get involved in the landscape. We think it's good for them. We want to serve our clients well, love them well. And some people are really invested in the landscape. They want to be involved in the process. And I think that's healthy and good. I think that's a good thing. Getting out there in the yard lowers your blood pressure. It decreases your stress. So I think it's good to be involved. But other clients, they just want it to look good. And that's okay too. But wherever you find yourself, I think Brownswood Nursery and Landscape is designed to provide something for you in your journey in the landscape.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of big box stores, where do they get their plants?
I mean, from there's growers all over. You know, one of the again, one of our like focal points is we choose quality over price. So we're growing, like I said, tens of thousands of plants annually, but we're also buying from growers all over the Southeast and in some cases across the country. But we have very high standards of quality. Some of the other big box stores may not be at the same level of quality. And I'm being as gentle as I can.
Yeah, it's there's pressure on the price to keep the price low.
Price is in my experience, that's a driver. Yep. For us, we have a very competitive price. In fact, even compared to big box stores, there's a very reasonable price. But our quality and our quantity, like you can come and landscape your house today, Tim. If you had a landscape plan and you could come to Brownswood and our acres and acres and acres of our facility, and we have thousands and thousands and thousands of plants ready for you. If you went to a big box store today, they're going to have 5 or 10 of something. We're going to have 50 to 100 plus of a particular item. Mm. So the selection is going to be significant, and you actually can come to our facility and get your landscape, like get it, buy it. We can deliver it to you. You can do the work yourself if you're a DIYer. So that, I think that's a big deal. If you go into some big box stores, you go look at some Encore azaleas, they might have, you know, 6 or 7 to choose from, and there might be 5 or 8 of each one. You know, we're typically stocking maybe 30 to 50 of each one, depending mm-hmm. on the season. Mm-hmm. So, and we probably carry, you know, 10 to 20 varieties of Encore azaleas, just that particular, you know, brand.
How many acres do you have out there at Brownswood Nursery and Landscape on John's Island?
Well, our total property is about 60, but not all that's developed. So that's, you know, there's some pretty big, you know, ponds and some undeveloped area. But I would say of developed property, a rough guess would be, you know, 18 to 20 acres. Mm. That's, I don't have an exact number on that, but something like that.
Gotcha. And back to some of the services that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape offers homeowners. When your team goes out there and is assessing the property before, to create the plan, how important is drainage and
oh my gosh, that's the word, Tim.
Yeah.
You just said it. I mean, we have meeting after meeting after meeting internally about all of these Charleston neighborhoods that have such terrible drainage. And it's really sad. And it's really difficult. We come behind the building process and we get to a site that's just basically like a clay bowl. And it's very, very challenging. In some cases, all you can do, Tim, is excavate the soil. Like it's not even soil, excavate the clay and literally do soil replacement, put back in topsoil. Mm-hmm. We amend every hole. So that's another signature part of our, you know, we have our own custom Brownswood premium planting mix. And we use a starter fertilizer that's really, really good for root development. And that goes in every hole, every time. But when you've got a big drainage issue, we have to start thinking about a grading and drainage plan, which, you know, is part of that landscape architecture service side. So again, when you're building a home and the lot's, you know, got some difficulties on grade or some potential drainage issues, that's when you want to bring in a professional like us to help, you know, kind of map out where and how that water should flow. Mm-hmm. And if you're already in the situation, now it's, you know, before the house is built, at least there can be some collaboration between the landscape architect and the builder and, you know, working together. Once the house is built and you have the problem, now it's, you're trying to fix something that shouldn't have been done in the first place. Mm. So, it gets tricky. Drainage, like drain systems is a big part, you know, doing French drains, doing catch basins, doing slot drains. There's a lot of drainage opportunity in Charleston. So Yeah, but it's tough. Mm-hmm. We love sandy soil, Tim. Yeah. As much as we can get it, I'd rather have beach sand that we can add nutrients to and organic matter to than clay any mm-hmm. day of the week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And regarding some of the services that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape provide, so you've created the plan, the overall design for mm-hmm. that homeowner. And when it comes to installation, they've got some walkways, some hardscape. Is that something? Does Brownswood Nursery and Landscape install hardscapes in addition to landscapes?
Mm-hmm, we do. We handle all of the implementation, and we can coordinate all of it. We can even coordinate on the pool side. You know, we're not focused on, we don't build pools, but on the patios, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, any of those elements, we can either coordinate or implement ourselves.
Nice.
And so we have great, great teams from irrigation, lighting, hardscape, drainage, and then obviously the plant, and lawn installation side. So yeah, we can provide basically a turnkey service for you.
That's great. Well, we went over our allotted time, which is fine because I think this has been a really interesting interview, and I think our listeners are getting a lot from it. What's the best way for folks to reach out to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah, you could literally go to brownswoodnursery.com. Come out to John's Island. We're off of Brownswood Road. And give us a call. We'd love to help you wherever you are in your landscape. You're just getting started. If it's your first landscape or this is your 15th one, we'd love to serve you.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of those these products and services that you definitely should buy local. Buy local by going out to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape and get pick out those plants that are locally grown right here. So, and I would love to next time we talk, I'd love to talk about some of native plants and things that homeowners should look for when they're looking to revamp their landscape and so forth. And did you mention your phone number for Brownswood Nursery and Landscape?
Yeah. So it's 843-559-3425.
And brownswoodnursery.com.
That's right.
Very good. All right. We've been talking with Ryan Watkins, third generation for Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Tim.
And joining us now is Deborah Mills with Charleston Bath Experts. How you doing, Deb?
Good. How are you?
Good. Deborah, take a moment and tell everyone about Charleston Bath Experts.
Yeah. So we are Charleston Bath Experts. We are the luxury bath of Charleston. So whether you're interested in, you know, a tub to shower conversion, a bathtub replacement, a new walk-in shower, any kind of upgrade for, you know, your bathroom area, that is what we do. We back all of our products with limited lifetime warranties, so you can be confident that they're guaranteed to last. Plus, you know, we design and manufacture every tub and shower for your space specifically. You know, our design consultants, when they come over to show you our product samples, they go in and they measure and make sure that everything is going to fit your exact area. And you know, it's everyone, we spend so much time in our bathrooms. So, you know, our bathroom should be a space that reflects our personal needs, our styles, and it should feel like our own personal spa. So that's what our design consultants and our team helps you achieve, and gives you the bathroom that you've always wanted.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, how long does a Charleston Bath Expert remodel take?
It varies a little, but I would say on average, the installation process, you know, once everything has arrived, been inventoried, and is ready to go, takes about 2 days. Some installs can be done faster, you know, in as little as a day. And, you know, some other companies require their installs be done in a day, but we don't set that requirement because we have our installers take some extra steps during the installation process to ensure that everything is done properly, but, you know, efficiently, but properly, correctly, has the structure underneath and behind all of our new products. And that's why we usually allow for 2 days of installation per bathroom that we're doing, just to ensure that quality.
Gotcha. What happens when you run into maybe some rot from an old leak or something like that, where the old tub was leaking?
Yeah. So if we find any, you know, fun surprises like that while, you know, right after we take out the old bathroom or shower, we obviously first talk to the customers before we do anything. You know, we make sure that we talk to them, let them know what's going on. If our technicians can't, you know, resolve the issue right there, discuss with the team to get the right person out there to resolve that issue. And obviously nothing is done, no actions are taken until the customer themselves are willing to move forward with that, and any of that additional, you know, cost that's going to be because of those additional problems. And then once all of that is resolved, and the area is then okay to have a new bathroom installed on top of it, then we'll proceed with the installation.
Okay. How long has Charleston Bath Experts been in business?
So we've actually been in business since the 70s. We're a sister company of C&C Myers, but our bathroom division, Charleston Bath Experts, has been doing remodels since 2017. So we know what we're doing, how to advise people, what their best options are, you know, best design ideas for their space. You know, we have the word experts in our name for a reason. We've done over 700 bath remodels, and, you know, that's a lowball estimate off the top of my head. And we were also voted best of the best for 3 years in a row by Reader's Choice. So I'd like to say people, you know, like what we do for them.
Mm-hmm. And from a homeowner's point of view, what would you tell someone who is questioning if Charleston Bath Experts is the right choice for them or for their bath remodel in general?
Yeah. I would start by asking, you know, what is it about your current bathroom that you want to change? What is it that you don't like? Or, you know, even if you like what you have, what would make it feel more like your own personal space or your own personal spa and your own retreat? You know, here at Charleston Bath Experts, what we prioritize is our customers' wants for their own bathroom. You know, we're not trying to push a specific product on them. We prioritize their preferences. You know, do they want the surround to look like stone or marble? Do they want it to look like tile or just, you know, be a plain background? Do they want it to be a walk-in shower? Do they want a walk-in tub? Do they want to add a glass door? You know, those kinds of things. It's all about what they want as far as we're concerned. We're here to customize your bathroom to you instead of just, hey, here's this product, you know, here's why you should buy it from us. Mm-hmm. It's, we have so many options. Which do you want? Which fits you? And then on top of that, we are, through the Luxury Bath Licensing Agreement, the only bath manufacturer in North America that has microban in our products. Many other companies have it. We're the only bath manufacturer that has it. And what that does is, because it's part of the product itself, and it's not a coating, it's within the product, it helps fight the buildup of mold, mildew, and bacteria, which, as we all know, in this wonderful low country humidity, is a major problem, especially in a wet area like the bathroom. So our products are not only customized to you, but they are the best for you.
Gotcha. And you touched on the fact that homeowners have a lot of options when it comes to remodeling their bathroom. And what would you say makes Charleston Bath Experts different from other bathroom remodeling companies?
The main difference for us versus competitors is the true focus on our customers and the quality of our work. You know, as I mentioned before, during the installation process, we take extra steps to make sure what's underneath and behind the area where we're working and installing the new bath or shower is properly set up to support everything we're installing. And then also, you know, with the microban being in the product itself, ensuring it's a safe and clean product for customers that will continually, for the life of the shower or tub, help fight that buildup of mold, mildew, and bacteria. Our products are top of the line. Our customer service is top of the line. Our installation process is set for quality rather than speed. And so that is why for 3 years in a row, we were voted best of the best. And we continue to strive to that level of excellence to make sure that any future installations are done to the same level of quality as everything we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are some other bathroom remodeling companies that I think of them as they are marketing companies that just happen to install bathrooms or remodel bathrooms, and mm-hmm. They might be a little bit high pressure and things like that. If somebody is talking to a company like that, is Charleston Bath Experts? Would you folks come out to do a second opinion or get a second bid?
Yeah, so what we do is we send our design consultants to your home. That way they can see what you currently have. And then they also can show you samples of our products and different before and after pictures of either completely different rooms that maybe you wouldn't have thought of as an option for your space, or something very similar to what it is you're describing, just to show you an idea of what it might look like when it's done. Rather than just call over the phone and say, hey, what's a quote for, a shower tub combo? We don't have those numbers because it depends on what you choose based on what the design consultant shows you and you agree that you want for your final product.
Gotcha. A lot of people still have those big garden tubs that end up being the place where you throw your dirty laundry and so forth. Yeah. Is Charleston Bath Expert still pulling those out? And if so, is it, people love walk-in showers. Could they replace that garden tub with a walk-in shower?
Yeah, we do take out existing garden tubs and replace that area with either, the tub shower combo or a walk-in shower, whatever it is that the customer has decided they want with the design consultant. Like today they're removing an old cast iron tub from someone's home and installing a walk-in shower. It creates a more usable, accessible space for the current customer and for anyone else that might potentially have that home in the future.
Gotcha. And what parts of town will Charleston Bath Experts go to remodel someone's bathroom?
So we do, obviously Charleston, greater Charleston area. But if you look at a larger map of South Carolina and you look over at the coast, we cover everything from basically the North Carolina state line. So, North Myrtle Beach, all the way down to include Edisto. And then obviously, as we continue to grow as a company, we want to expand that coverage area. But for now, we have the coast.
Gotcha. And then how far out? Somerville, Goose Creek?
A little past Somerville. I think off the top of my head, the furthest out we go or have gone so far is Ridgeville.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gotcha. And what's the best way for folks to reach out to Charleston Bath Experts?
We are pretty easy to find. Go to Google, search Charleston Bath Experts, Charleston Bathroom Remodel, and you'll find us right at the top of the page. Or if you just want to go straight to our website, www.charlestonbathexperts.com. And then on our website, there's an easy to follow information block where you can describe what you're interested in for your bathroom remodel. And then we will give you a call, get you set up with a design consultant to come to your home. And that's when they can, show you some samples of our products and what it is they could do for your space.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Deb Mills with Charleston Bath Experts. Thanks so much, Deb.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.